You're listening to Our Faith, Our Country, the podcast that discusses walking with Christ and ties faith to America's foundation. Here's your host, Jason Bryant Jennings.
Genesis 45:7. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. The connection here, the U.S. Constitution's preamble, which talks about securing the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. My guest today runs Koloff for Christ Ministries, which has brought people to Christ all over the world. He's the host of the Man Up podcast, an author, and he's a member of the Pro Wrestling and NWA Hall of Fames. Nikita Koloff, welcome to Our Faith, Our Country.
Jason, it's just an honor to be here, or should I call you Double J?
I don't know if I've earned the Double J, but we'll roll with it. In the early 90s, you became a born-again Christian. Walk us through your journey thus far.
My last book, Nikita, A Tale of the Ring of Redemption, covers really my whole life story. The condensed version of that is I didn't grow up in church, just like I didn't grow up in Russia, even though the wrestling persona depicted that. That's not the case. I grew up in Minnesota, good old Minnesota, up in Minneapolis, and then eventually out into the suburbs of Minneapolis. But we were not churchgoers, really. At best, I can remember in the very young days, maybe going on Christmas and Easter, like a lot of people do, it seems. And once we moved out to the suburbs, if I went to church at all, it certainly wasn't for the right reasons, or if I was doing anything related to, you might say, religion, it was not for the right reasons. And so life would go on. You know, I'd have a football career in junior high, high school, and college. And eventually a door of opportunity opened up for professional wrestling, even though it wasn't on my radar. But an opportunity presented itself. I took advantage of that. Had a, what you might say, a meteoric career in professional wrestling, becoming a world champion many times over. A very unusual way of how I broke into wrestling. A very non-typical way of how I departed from wrestling under my own terms at age 33 in the height of a major career under my own terms by choice. I walk away in the peak of a career only to find myself at an altar 11 months later, surrendering my life to Jesus. Once I left wrestling, I was on this quest, this search of what life held next for Nikita Koloff, the Russian nightmare. I realized was I was successful, but I was unfulfilled. In fact, that's a chapter in another book I wrote, that I was successful, but I was unfulfilled. I'd climbed the ladder of success, become a world champion, but yet it wasn't satisfying. And then through a series of introductions and meetings with a Christian couple, they invited me to church. 17 October 1993, I surrendered my heart to Jesus.
Am I correct in taking from that that the biggest thing is the empty space that needs filling after leaving the wrestling business or any type of sport or entertainment business?
That's correct. Like, I don't have the story where I was addicted to drugs and an alcoholic or, you know, a beer guzzler or anything like that for me personally. That ties into some of those guys' stories. It was the roar of the crowd. It was the exhilaration of wrestling in front of 10, 20, 30,000 people, entertain them, and all the fanfare and the fame that comes with that, you know, the cheer, the roar of the crowd. And that was my high, if you will. But once you retire, once you walk away, which is why some guys have trouble walking away from whether it's a football career, a Hollywood career, or wrestling or anything else at that level, it's hard for some of these guys to walk away from that because of that.
Completely agree with you, Nikita. Completely agree. Even for me, it was hard to walk away, and I wasn't in it nearly as long as you. And my biggest highlight was being thrown over the top rope by Bill Eady, aka Demolition Axe. Nikita, as I mentioned, you've ministered all over the world. You've had a huge impact throughout the world with your ministry. Share some of the stories from your ministry, if you would.
It's been a wild ride, Jason. I look at my wrestling career with fond memories, but I can honestly, truthfully say that all of that I accomplished inside the squared circle honestly pales in comparison to what I've done the last 28 plus years. And little did I know that one, just like I had no plans to be a professional wrestler, you know, I had no plans to be an evangelist slash minister slash missionary, nor have a ministry, you know, called Koloff for Christ Ministries, nor have a podcast, a radio show, or write books, or any of that. But just to prove that there is a God, a creator of the universe, who has a plan for our life, once I surrendered my heart to Jesus, my eyes were open to the fact that he did indeed have a plan for my life. And so I began to pursue that plan. And little did I know, fast forward all these years later, I've now traveled to a total of 30 different countries. I've ministered, preached in 1,200 plus or minus churches. I've done crusades, revivals. I mean, everything from breakfast, lunch, and dinners. And God really put men on my heart back in 2006. And so I have co-facilitated men's conferences. And now Lex Luger and I, a wrestling peer of mine, co-facilitate a camp called Man Camp, where we bring small, intimate groups of men together just to run after the heart of God. And so we facilitate that. Our goal is, Jason, to send men home, for all your lady listeners, your audience, to send men home to be better equipped, to be godly men, godly husbands, and godly fathers. So everything from camps to one-day conferences, the Lord has me on a path that is where I'm out there really just challenging people to fulfill their own plan, purpose, and destiny.
Nikita, what are some of your favorite Bible verses?
What I call a life verse is Colossians 1:10. There's four parts to that one scripture. I pray it many times. I'll pray it over myself in the morning and declare it over myself, speak it out loud. Says this, and there's, you know, certainly different translations, but essentially says this. The first part is my goal. This is my personal goal. Scripture says to live a life that's worthy of Jesus. So my goal today is when I'm out and about, whether it's talking on an interview or a conversation on the phone or an email or a text message or social media post or sitting down at the coffee shop or having lunch with somebody, my hope is when we walk away from that conversation or that interaction, that they will say, he's living a life that's worthy of the name Jesus. In other words, I'm not leaving a stain, I'm leaving a mark. And the second part of that is that in everything I do today, my thoughts, my words, and my actions are fully pleasing Jesus. And then my hope is that today I'm going to bear fruit, good fruit, for every good work. And the last part of that is that I'm going to grow in the knowledge of God so that I hope to look more like Jesus today than I did yesterday. And I hope, should God grant me and grace me tomorrow, I'll look more like Jesus tomorrow than I did today. That's my number one favorite scripture, Colossians 1:10.
The consistent question of those looking to go down the path of becoming a Christian and following Christ is, what do I have to give up? What do I have to give up? Nikita, what would you tell somebody that has that question?
The enemy is very coy, the enemy being Satan, who comes to seek, kill, and destroy, and he's the father of all lies. That fits right into that narrative. Being a Christ follower is going to be boring. You're not going to be able to have any fun. You have to give up all these things. Jesus himself made the ultimate sacrifice. He died on a cross. Start with that, the sacrifice he made, which we recently just celebrated Easter, right? His death, burial, and resurrection. And I can say for one, I don't know about anybody else, my life with Jesus these last 28 plus years has been anything but boring. I mean, I've had more fun following Christ than I ever did back in the days when I wasn't following him, even in the wrestling world, with everything the world has to offer at my fingertips. But I'll also say this. When I gave my life to Jesus, everything changed. And what I mean by that is my perspective on life changed. Life's meaning for me changed. My attitude changed. My understanding of what truly was, quote, fun changed. And so any desires I may have had that might you say, fall into the category of sin, even my perspective on that changed. And so for that person who thinks, oh, I got to give up this, give up that, give up. Well, I guess what you really have to do is really search deep in your soul and find out, you know, how important are those things to you versus your eternal destination being heaven or hell, and weigh out the decision there of which one's more important to you, spending eternity in heaven or spending eternity in hell. Is having a little bit of, quote, fun worth taking that risk? Lastly, if you commit your life to Jesus, you may just find out the things you thought were fun really are not as fun as living a life surrendered and serving Jesus. That's my answer to that.
As I mentioned, Nikita has a podcast called the Man Up Podcast. Nikita, tell us a little bit about your podcast.
God's put men on my heart. It's just like, there's a theme here, right? I do a one-day conference called Man Up Conference. Like, hey, it's time to man up. I just had a conversation earlier with Pastor. We just scheduled a Man Up Conference at his local church. His main concern was men are not stepping into their godly role in their home and in the marketplace. And so Lex Luger and I, God gave us this vision in 2015 for these one-day conferences called Man Up. So we just bring it to local communities, hosted by a local church, invite all the men in the community to come. That is a catalyst, an appetizer to the man camp that Lex and I facilitate. This next camp we're going to do, 35 men from 10 different states who will fly in and drive in, hungry for more of God. And then last year, little did I realize or know, I'd have my own weekly radio show that is then transferred into a podcast called The Man Up Podcast. So far, in just a few short months, it's been downloaded into 35 different countries, variety of conversations, everything from people in ministry to people in the marketplace to celebrities, Sting, Lex Luger, Magnum TA, Jackson Riker, who's on WWE Raw presently on Monday nights, and husbands and wives. And so for those who are interested, and I made reference to the books, go to my brand new website, koloff.net. You can link right to the podcast right there. You can link right to the Man Camp and find out more about that. You can link right to the store if you want to order some books and other things that are in the store and find out more about me and what I do.
Anger is such a huge issue in our world today. As a Christian, Nikita, how do you just let things slide?
It's a great question because a lot of people deal with that. I love it. Here's the deal. There's a root cause to your anger. Let's just start with that. And I'm going to give a short synopsis to this, but we deal with this on Man Camp. Jesse, you familiar with these like anger management classes they'll send people to? Honestly, I have to kind of chuckle at that because I don't want to manage my anger. I want to be free of my anger. What do I want to manage it for? I want to be free of it. Let that settle in just for a moment. Do you want to manage your anger or you don't want to be free of your anger? Because I'm telling you right now as a personal testimony, but also hundreds of testimonies of men that I've worked with that have gotten free of their anger issues. Because it didn't go to a management class to do it. What we did is we delved into the root cause for their anger. There's not enough time on this interview. You just have to, I guess, come to Man Camp. There's not, like, if you deal with anger, we can help you get free of it. Because you can. But I'm going to give you a little glimpse. You find out what the root cause is to your anger, where it started, when it started, where that door was opened, where it entered in. And then you address it at that level. You go down to the root cause. You pull it up by the roots. You cast it to the foot of the cross. And I'm going to tell you, when the old anger tries to flare its ugly head, because the enemy tries to stir that up within you, you can take authority over, because the power and authority that God has given you, you can take authority over, cast it to the foot of the cross, and it's not an issue any longer. And you're able to, as you said, let things slide instead of bursting out with anger and spewing your toxin all over everybody. That's just a glimpse of how to address that.
Let me take a minute here. If you're listening to this podcast, you're listening for a reason. There are those of you out there that needed to hear that answer to that question explained exactly that way. For me, I'll tell you all right now, Had somebody explained it to me that way back in junior high or high school, things would have been a lot different. And those of you listening to this podcast that needed to hear exactly that answer in that way to that question, please take time, reflect on that, let that sink in. Nikita, thank you so much for explaining that the way that you did.
Absolutely. That's a starting point for somebody listening today that has anger issues. Man, just search, go into your prayer closet, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you and show you when did it first happen, and ask him to show you. And then ask the Holy Spirit, ask the Lord to help you be free of it, and he can walk you through that process. So I appreciate the opportunity to share that.
Nikita, as a Christian, what has been the hardest part of your walk, of your journey?
Another great question. Certainly don't want your listeners, your audience to think that, you know, it's just been a smooth ship, as it has not been. I mean, it's been a roller coaster of a ride with ups and downs and highs and lows and twists and turns, you know, facing my own challenges, you know. And for me, more than anything, relationships, and starting with my relationship with the Lord, because not growing up in church, not growing up with a relationship with Jesus, I guess you're just going to have to go on my website and buy the book, A Tale of the Ring of Redemption, because my dad left when I was 3. I had no real male role model. So early on, I was raised by my mom, a single mom, you know, the youngest of 4. And so my mindset was, I got to stand on my own 2 feet. I got to take care of myself. I don't need anybody else. Think about that, right? We got a Declaration of Independence, right, in America. In that sense, we're encouraged to be independent, right? Because that's what our nation was founded on. Now, in the world of Christianity, that doesn't really fly. Here's what I mean by that. We are called to be dependent on who? On God, the creator of the universe, for not just some things, for all things. And so I had a hard time with that when I first surrendered my life to Jesus. I'm hearing, hey, you got to be totally dependent upon God. I'm like, wait a minute. I spent all these years believing I got to be independent. I got to be a man, pull myself up by my bootstraps, stand on my own 2 feet. I don't need anybody else. No, I'm like, no, I hear, no, you need God for everything. That was a challenge for me, Jason. So I've spent 28 plus years learning how to be fully dependent on God when it came to my faith, my belief, and my trust in every area of my life, not just some areas. Every single area. And that's been a challenge. And what, it's more specifically, real quick, let's just take the area of money. I grew up without a dad. We became a product of welfare. I'm a welfare kid. I started in the projects, the ghettos, what we call the of Minneapolis. They call it the Minneapolis Housing Authority. So money was an issue. I was tight-fisted with money for many, many years. And God has had to teach me how to not be so tight-fisted, how to be a generous giver when it comes to the area of money and giving to others and trust him to provide, even to the point of being a faith-based ministry from day one. Last but not least, Jason, the last corporate payroll I've been on, in other words, the last time I've had a weekly steady check per se, was World Championship Wrestling in November of 1992. Since that time, it's been a walk of faith, trusting and believing God's going to put food on my table, a roof over my head, and clothes on my back. Woo! That's been a journey.
All right, Nikita, let's go into wrestling mode here. Could you cut the best promo for someone to follow Christ and why they should follow Christ?
You're listening, right? You probably tried everything else. In fact, I got an incredible testimony from my podcast when they listened to the 2-part interview for Sting. And this guy had tried everything else. He tried Buddhism. He tried Islam. He tried every kind of religion you can think of. He was an atheist. He didn't believe in any form of God. And he tried everything. And then he listened to the podcast with Sting. And what Sting had to say about his own life back in the days of with 400 companies making his likeness, and realized, I'm still unhappy. I'm still not satisfied. I'm still unfulfilled. You've probably tried everything else, and or you're listening to this, never even considered surrendering your life to the God of the universe, or even knew there was a God who created you. Man, if you've tried everything else or you never tried, take a chance. Just take a chance. Even say this, God, if you're real, I hear this guy talking about you, God. God, if you're real, reveal yourself to me. Show me you're real. I can say with confidence, if you mean that from the bottom of your heart, with sincerity, that the God of the universe has just been waiting for you to ask that question, and he will reveal himself to you. And your life, like this man emailed me and said, my life will never be the same. I have surrendered my life to Jesus. I know that I know that I know. And when I breathe my last breath, I'll be walking next to Jesus in heaven. And so my challenge to you is take a chance, ask that question, let him reveal himself to you, and then surrender your heart to him and watch what happens with the rest of your life. You'll be blown away.
The website again is koloff.net. Be sure to get on, get the books, listen to the podcast. Nikita, thanks for joining us. Do you mind praying us out today?
I would be honored to. Lord, we're just going to, after this conversation, hit the pause button right now from conversing with each other. And Lord, just collectively together, in agreement together, Lord, just set our gaze for the next moment on you. And first and foremost, just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who made the ultimate sacrifice on the cross and gave us the opportunity to have a personal relationship with you if we would just surrender our heart and life to you. So thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that once we make that decision, comes and lives and dwells in us and now becomes our own personal guide to be a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path, lead, guide, and direct us the rest of this life journey on this earth. Now I pray, Lord Jesus, if there's someone out there listening that's never made that decision, today would be the day of their salvation, and they would make that decision. And they would let Jason know that they listened to this show and gave their life to Jesus. And last but not least, Lord, I do pray for this nation. God, we desperately, desperately, desperately need you in our nation, the United States of America. I'm praying, God, as I read in the Bible about end time harvest, that there is indeed coming for America an end time harvest. There's an awakening and a stirring in the hearts of men and women across this nation who are on their knees praying for a wake up, for this nation to wake up, to reach out to you. And I pray your blessing over this podcast, this broadcast, and over our nation in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless all your listeners out there.
Amen. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Our Faith, Our Country podcast. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media at Faith Country Pod or by searching for Our Faith, Our Country podcast. Until next time, later times, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Our Faith, Our Country. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode.